Linda McMahon, one-time entrepreneur and former CEO of the World Wrestling Federation, has been at the helm of the Small Business Administration for about 3 months. In part two of her interview with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, McMahon talks about a new marketing campaign to get the word out about all SBA has to offer and what the agency is doing to prepare for the government reorganization.
A new marketing program that really lets the general public know exactly what SBA does, all of the services that it has to offer. Because what I find in talking with our district offices, as well as our regional offices, is that, you know, we offer all these good things, but so few people know the depth and reach of SBA. A lot of them hear SBA and they think loans. And we're working on a new marketing program that we're going to roll out over the next year that really is going to tout all of the services of SBA. And I think that once more and more people know about SBA, we will actually increase the numbers of people going to our centers, you know, for that advice and counseling.
Can you give any couple other hints about what it might look like? Will it be really web driven, or will it be putting up stuff in loan businesses just to let people know? Or
I think our site can be more informative. We are doing more webinars. We have more experts from industry who are coming in to talk with us. So all of these things are all growth, and SBA is really a great beneficiary of having the Trump administration focus on small business as well. And I was very flattered when at that time President-elect Trump asked me to take this position, because he knew I came from a business environment and he wanted somebody who could walk the walk and talk the talk of someone who had developed a business, been through the ups and downs of it, and truly understood how to market SBA in the marketplace, how to get greater access to capital, how to make sure that our programs were really as sharp and as efficient as they might be to address the issues of today. You know, we have a lot of people that are in transition, you know, from jobs today who've lost a job, you know, in one industry and are struggling, you know, to find their footing in another industry as, you know, as technology continues to grow. So SBA and its counseling also has to be, you know, very modern and contemporary in its approach to these new issues as well. So I think we're on pace. We have a lot of work to do. I'm pleased with the start, but I'm always impatient.
I spoke with your CIO, Maria Rote, at a conference shortly after confirmation, and she said you guys had talked about IT and improving the site even more and really modernizing the agency to make it easier to communicate with small businesses and for them to communicate with you. And like you said, know what is going on, that what resources are available. And so that's nice to hear that it is still a big thing for you guys as well.
Oh, for sure. I think, you know, the revamping of our website is really one of the top priorities, but it just takes a little while, you know, to get it all done. We have so much information on it. It's a wealth of information, but it's not easy to navigate and to get response, you know, from the site. So that's one of the things, you know, that we're working on. How do you translate that incredibly great information to be more user-friendly, especially in today's environment where those folks who go on websites and looking for information and they're accustomed to seeing things in sound bites, you know, we have to make it concise, easy to digest, and easy to navigate. And that is another one of the things we're working on. I think we're hitting on all cylinders, but, you know, we're just beginning.
Going back to what I had said earlier, I talked with your Chico Elias Hernandez, and he talked about what SBA is doing in terms of addressing government reorganization. Based on what other agencies are saying, or those who aren't saying anything, SBA is really far ahead of them in terms of addressing the future. What do you attribute to that? What makes you guys so good at what you're doing? And on the other hand, or not on the other hand, but realistically, what sort of challenges do you anticipate over, over the near and the short term and long term as you guys move forward with that?
Well, you know, change is never easy. And change, you know, is painful. But we are looking at each of our program offices. Are there any of those that we can combine? Can we streamline anything? Can we, again, my words are efficient and effective. I made that announcement the first week I was here. Lucky for me, the transition team that moved in between administrations was already on top of that. our Chico was already here. Our COO, Joe Lotto, was really already on top of it. And Marianne Bradfield, who is my chief of staff, was also leading a lot of those charges. So we were in motion to be, I think, to be a more effective SBA. So those goals, while I think I have raised the level of them and put mm-hmm. some more in place, what I had was a really good team who already understood. And we are far ahead of other agencies. Even before the president signed his executive order about looking through your agency to make sure you're not duplicating, we were already mm-hmm. on that. Because that's, I have always maintained that if you really look at things like, not this is how we always do it, but today's your first day on the job, how are you going to complete this job in the most effective and efficient way? And if it works the way you were doing it and that's the best plan, fine. But I have never found that a plan couldn't be made better and that everybody's accountabilities couldn't be sharpened. So we're working on that every day. You know, when you're out in the marketplace responding to what's going on, it's a little bit different than if you're just crafting policy, and I don't negate the importance of that. But we really have to have, you know, our fingers on the pulse of the marketplace.
That's true.
Make sure that we can be mobile and be malleable to react to what our businesses are going to need, because it changes with industry, technology, and all of that changing so quickly. We have to be prepared to help them. That means we have to educate lenders. We have to educate other people that are in the marketplace to understand that these changes are there. And so I think that's our constant challenge, and we have to be on top of it.
That's SBA Administrator Linda McMahon speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Find the full interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.